might be a good idea, and you guys probably all thought of this, to look at not just Christian County, as I hear quite a bit, but several of the counties that do this sort of thing, see what services they provide, and maybe more of a county that's geographically like ours and how they administer those services, and maybe use that as a model. Just something that's pretty obvious.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's see. Anybody else? Let's see. Patsy Dooley, I think.
Pat Dooley. As we went around and talked to people in different groups, Meals on Wheels and transportation are the top two things we need here in Teen County. At the present time, the Forsyth Senior Center does deliver meals as far as Bradleyville and Pro-Tem and down in that area. The Branson Senior Center does deliver on their side of the county and goes as far as Ridgedale. Forsyth has been blessed because the Knights of Columbus from the church here in Forsyth has taken us on as a service project, so we get drivers through them. Branson does not have that option. Nobody's adopted them yet. And if you listen to the radio or in the paper, you will see Christine Thompson is always looking for drivers, which is a great need to drive and to take these meals. And as I said, the transportation is the next thing. We have seniors that are driving that medically should not be driving for one reason or other. And I believe Don Runs would agree, being down at the Branson Center, and Bill, Darlene, and I at the Forsyth Center, we see people get in their cars and drive away, and it scares the life out of us. So I hope you will put those as your two top priorities. Plus, Mr. Merle knows Richard Meyercord. He has been with the Stone County Senior Service Board since the start of it in 91, I believe, and he has offered his help for anything you need, and there's two or three other gentlemen and a lady who's on other boards that have offered their help. Just want to have them. Oh, there was one program that was brought to my attention through the fire department. They told me about a program that they would probably, I hope they will apply to use for some money in the near future. It is a program where they go into seniors' houses and they replace the regular smoke alarm with a smoke alarm that has a light to it and a loud buzzer. They also give out small fire extinguishers and make sure the seniors know how to use these things. These are the type of things we need around here, I feel. And Stone County has a program. Yous are all familiar with the Lifelike buttons, okay? You have to pay a startup fee of approximately $200, $225 for that. Plus there's a monthly fee. What Stone County has done is they purchased their own outright. Then they keyed them in with their emergency services. And if your doctor says you need one and you qualify, they give you one with the stipulation that when you don't need it, the family returns it. And then they give it to somebody else. And I think that's a good program, and that's why I would really suggest to you that you get in touch with some of the other counties and see what they've been doing for the last up to 20 years for Stone County. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
Going over to the Christian County, you know, their biggest expense, they have a van and they have a bus, and this is for the month of July. The van put on 2,000 miles, and the bus put on a little over 1,000 miles, and I assume that this is picking up people to go to the doctor, you know, that can't do it or have no other means. I'm not sure, but we're probably going to have to do something like that. And that would mean a purchase of a bus and a van.
Do you know how long has Christian County had its tax? Do you know?
approximately 4 years.
4 years? I was going to say three.
4 years?
Yeah.
May I also?
Yeah, sir. Jump right in.
What county is Mansfield in?
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, I believe that's the county anyway. They have a contract with Oates, and also Green County has a contract with Oates. That saves them from having to purchase for the others.
The statute means you want to be careful buying any kind of equipment. You probably better off.
I'm sorry, to do what, Rick?
The way the statute reads, I believe it would be much easier for you to contract with services because you want services. If you buy vehicles, say what you want, but you have capital improvement.
How many buses does Oates run in Taney County?
One.
That's what I thought. So, you know, they would have to be.
But if they knew that you were going to fund them,
yes,
they might be able to have another dollar.
Yeah.
Mansfield, at the present time, that area, don't quote me on this, but it seems to me that they've got two vans and two buses. I'm sorry, I didn't bring my papers with me. Oates had sent me some information on this.
Don, one of the things that, since I got my appointment late, I did my research late, too, that one of the things I would want to this group not to do is to try to reinvent the wheel of a lot of the services that are already out there. I know we receive calls at City Hall and go, there is no senior transportation here. Well, I called up the Oates people and they said, all they have to do is call us, we go get them. But the lady didn't know how to get a hold of Oates. She didn't know where to go find the number. So I gave her the number. It was taken care of. I'm thinking that maybe we should have a meeting with some of these other service providers to see how we create partnerships with them. And that also would prevent this group from taking on the entire liability of owning the bus, the liability insurance if the bus is in an accident, and all that. But there are a lot of agencies already established that just are not real successful with getting their contact information out there, the services they're offered, the services where they're offered and where they're offered to. So I think we might, a partnership with some of these things might work for this group.
Yes,
Oates has an ad in the paper every Wednesday with their two contact people, one from Forsyth area, one from Branson area, and they have a list of where they go. So they're limited with the one vehicle. But it's there. But I agree with you. We have to get this information out to people. And if they make one phone call and they don't get their answer, they'll say, well, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. And that's Mr. Wally and I have talked about we need an assessment of seniors down here. What
I think
do you need?
Getting the information to them, because I think you'll probably find a lot of seniors don't take the newspaper.
Right.
And some of them, you know, they'll go, I'll just have to use the city as an example. Well, I didn't know that. I'll go, it's been in the newspaper, it's been on the radio, it's on the website, you know. Well, I don't take the newspaper, I don't listen to the radio, I don't do computers, you know. Well, it's just short of calling them. And so we have to figure out what their information source is. And that's how we'll have to reach them. Or what they want their information source to be. And that's my next question. How, if I have something I want to ask this group, what number do I call? Where do I go?
We're going to give them yours.
She's always at Hall for City Hall.
Yeah. Call House or City Hall and ask for Bonnie.
Yeah. that is going to be a thing. Now that everybody knows this group is organized, they're going to want to talk to somebody. Or where are they going to go and who are they going to call? So I think
That's a very valid question. And I know the Developmental Disabled Board, which I'm on, is formed like in 82 or 83. And it's bad to hear this, but probably in the last 10 or 12 years, I don't know, one of the little buzzwords was one of the best kept secrets in Taney County, but you don't want to be one of the best kept secrets in Taney County if you're trying to offer services to people who need services. And so we need to figure out, it's kind of tough you know, if we're not going to have any employees or an office or any of that sort of thing, you know, to how to get the word out and how to let people know that we're here to provide, you know, to provide services, or what agencies we might make grants to or contract with to provide services, you know, to the older crowd.
We have discussed possibly putting together, you know, this is all good, and we need to talk like this. Unfortunately, we're faced with this quick budget we have to put together. You know, a lot of these things are things that we'll work into and we'll develop as we go along. I'm afraid that with getting this done by the 20th, we're not going to have time to get the input from all these groups that we'd like to have this year. You know, but I know Pat and I, the other day, we talked about maybe having a community forum where we could have us meet with everybody basically in the county that's concerned with anything to do with the aging, and we could come together and talk about these things and really get a handle on who does what, you know, how do they do it, is it needs-based, you know, the Meals on Wheels may be needs-based, is that correct?
Anybody that applies for them and meets the criteria gets them, as long as we can deliver them. Right now, we cannot deliver them to Cole County because we don't have the drivers, we don't have the budget.
But you see, you said meet the criteria. Yeah. So, you know, to say that everybody in the county that needs a Meals on Wheels is going to get them, that program is needs-based.
Yes.
You know.
But so, what I would like to suggest to you as a group, to contact Christine Thompson at the Branson Center and Linda Jaggers at the Forsyth Center. They're the ones that do the assessments for the Southwest Missouri Office on Aging for Meals on Wheels. And then they can usually, if you need other assistance, they can tell you where to go.
I'll see Christine after I leave here.
Yeah, and they're very knowledgeable. Linda's been in her job for over 30 years. Christine's been there, four or five now? Yeah. But I'd like to backtrack a minute. If you decide that you would like to meet somewhere else other than this, because Bill and I are on the executive committee at the Forsyth Senior Center, I would like to invite you to meet at our building, which is right down the road a mile and a half. And I know I can't give that invitation for Branson because they lease their space. So Christine, she has a whole different thing than we do at our center. Bill and I and Darlene, we own that building up there. So if we want to tell you she's going to meet there, we can.
If we need a room over at the Branson Center, we've got available rooms every day.
Anytime
you want, and we wouldn't have to pay for them.
Yeah.
I think the ideal thing would be eventually to have a small office where somebody could call in, where they would know the call, they would know who to contact, they could get the resource information, that kind of thing. I don't think we're in that position right now, though. You know. So.
But hopefully we will.
Yeah, because that's what we need. It may be that the county would consider a small office space. I don't know if they have anything open, but there's certainly plenty of storefronts around that's vacant. So, yeah.
Once again, why don't you check with the guy over in Richard, over in Stone County, and see how they handle it. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it since 1990, and they have surely come up against these problems somewhere along the line.
Can you talk with
try to call Richard. The problem I have is later on this week I'm going to be leaving for a period of time. My wife is taking me away.
Yeah, and that's precisely the reason that we have to put something down on this budget.
Right.
And so do we have a proposed amount that we're going to have to work with?
Well, I was just getting ready to ask Mr. Finley over here. I asked Jillian to give me some, Mickey to give me some assessed valuation information. I'm not smart enough to figure it out, Rick. Can you tell us what the assessed valuation is for the county?
Assessed valuation is about $993 million, which if everybody paid their taxes, you'd end up with $450,000 next year.
So $993 million.
So what's a good percent then?
Well, that's a good question. I would say you maybe could easily justify budgeting that you're going to have $400,000 in revenues. Now, at the same time, as a budget officer, I'd say don't plan to spend all that because you might not get all of it, if you understand that. Right. But then from there, I would work back to say you probably should plan to spend $350,000 next year. Probably would be a good looking budget and then save the other difference in revenue and expense to the contingency or emergency fund or some sort.
That is what Stone County has done.
On that, let's go back to your prior comment, Rick, that if I think the way probably the Development Disabled Board does it, although we know we're not going to get all our taxes, we, you know, budget based or, you know, put our levy based on and do our budget based on 100% collection, knowing we're not going to get 100% collection. But you say that would be about $450,000?
That would be a good round figure.
Okay.
You know, I can give you the exact figures if you need me to, Don. I can email those to you.
Okay.
Or you can come by the office. We can work together on the
plan. Okay.
That's a good place to start.
Okay. I think probably what we'd like to do, maybe for our purposes today, my thought would be, you know, and if you don't mind sticking around and help us, I appreciate it for a little while.
Here's the reason I came in.
Okay. Maybe go ahead and use the $450 as anticipated revenues, and then talk about, you know, some broad general categories that we would budget for, because I really think we try to need to get this budget done today if we can, and get that to the county would be my thought, if that's all right with everybody.
Yeah, this information that Pat gave me before the meeting, it's a Missouri Senior Report, and it says in here that most of these boards work with about a 3% administrative costs, so about 3% of the budget would go towards administrative expenses. I'm just throwing that out as a guideline there.
If we could take a quick break, speaking of this, I need to call my 99-year-old grandpa and tell him his lunch is on the table.
Okay, we'll take a 5-minute recess then. Yes, sir.